From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
In July, I vacationed with my family in Oceanside, California. Sitting in a local sushi restaurant one afternoon, I queried a waiter about the amount of business the nearby U.S. Marine Corps base at Camp Pendleton generated. "People say a lot of bad things about the Marines," the waiter said, stopping to look at me with his shoulder-length bleached hair and tattooed arms. "But you know, they're some of our most respectable customers, and definitely most loyal." He went on to explain how he had served a number of Marines just before they were sent out to Iraq. "We try to send them off right, and then wait for them to come back home." There were no Marines in the restaurant that afternoon, nor did I see any the next day as I grocery shopped. I have visited Oceanside with my family every summer for the past decade. Over the years, I've grown accustomed to seeing U.S. Marines with their telltale buzz cuts and military garb. But this year, the Marines were noticeably absent. As someone who does not live near a military base, it's easy to remove myself from the day-to-day toll the war in Iraq exacts on our troops. It was only when I sat in that restaurant, surrounded by the ghosts of the waiter's loyal Marine customers, that I felt the full force of their absence. I felt the void created by the 134,000 U.S. military personnel currently deployed in Iraq. I absorbed the loss of the 2,500 American soldiers who have died there. I felt anxiety for the nearly 20,000 servicemen and women injured there, some so horribly they may never fully recover. Somewhere in those statistics dwell the Camp Pendleton soldiers for whom my waiter spoke. I am home now, hundreds of miles from Camp Pendleton, and thousands more from Baghdad. No real-life Marines are likely to cross my path here in St. Helena. Still, the memory of the empty seats I saw in that Oceanside restaurant, seats left vacated by deployed Marines, haunt me still. With the Perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard Preston.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.